types of distribution networks, and order fulfillment channels. A distribution network is basically a network of one or more supply chains that form a comprehensive system with multiple channels and processes. It combines various distribution channels as needed to fulfill all delivery requirements and achieve the distribution strategy. An order fulfillment channel is a specific route within a larger distribution network. Distribution networks discussed next include manufacturer to DC to retailer, independent distributor with omni-channel network, and independent aggregator with e-business network. After that, some examples of order fulfillment channels are provided. Manufacturer to DC to retailer. Exhibit 5-23 shows the traditional retail supply chain, a manufacturer working with regional distributors. The distributors supply retail locations in which customers buy goods and handle the local delivery portion with their own vehicles. There can be one or more distribution center echelons in this model, and a wholesaler echelon could also be added. The multiple echelons all need inventory, so this model is inventory intensive. It is best for mass-produced, inexpensive goods with high competition. It produces strong product availability and high levels of customer service. Very large retailers that can ship full truckloads, TL, to each retail location can use this model efficiently. They may ship online orders using one of the other channel permutations listed below. Exhibit 5-23. Manufacturer to DC to retailer. The channel intermediaries and retailers are generally independent, but some DCS could be owned if this can be done for less than logistics service providers, LSPS, can do it after all facility and inventory carrying costs are accounted for. Distributors provide break bulk activities and minimize inventory by using fewer, more centralized warehouses. The retailers take over all customer-facing functions and their associated costs. The organization may need to negotiate for preferred shelf space and may not have much control over promotions or access to customer information without forging information sharing partnerships. Independent distributor with omni-channel network. Exhibit 5-24 shows a network where an independent distributor is the channel master, primary organization driving the supply chain decisions, buying goods from multiple manufacturers or other distributors in bulk and aggregating them for a one-stop shop for retailers, local distributors, wholesalers, or direct customers. Manufacturers gain another sales channel and access to a larger market. Given a break bulk service, retailers and distributors can often buy assortments in TL or CL shipments and gain economies of scale in pricing so they can sell at a competitive price for a profit. Exhibit 5-24. Independent distributor with omni-channel network. The distributor needs to develop local distributor and retail partnerships carefully to ensure that they build and maintain a large enough customer base. This will be accomplished, in part, by holding high inventory levels of fast-moving items. These organizations might negotiate exclusive contracts for markets, but competitors might do the same, and therefore they may not have full market access. This order fulfillment channel needs a thorough and efficient transportation network of owned or contracted carriers to provide high customer service while controlling relatively high transportation costs. They can provide value-added services like aggregate inventory storage and bulk shipping of assortments. If they want customer information or information on promotions, they will need to form information sharing partnerships. Different tactics may be needed for inventory storage in this type of network, depending on the customer segment. For inventory sold to consumers, it is best to store slow-moving inventory centrally to minimize total inventory, since consumers can choose to wait for the item or accept the cost of faster shipping. Conversely, fast-moving inventory can be held at each local distributor. This practice reduces costs, and retailers have fewer stockouts overall, especially for popular items. However, for industrial equipment customers who buy replacement parts, the slow-moving parts may need to be held at local distributors in small quantities due to the high priority on fast distribution and willingness to pay more for these parts due to the even higher cost of equipment downtime. Faster-moving items, such as for general equipment maintenance, might be shipped directly from their manufacturing location because it makes it easier to forecast demand for these items. Production can then better match demand. These channels will also have a large number of suppliers they need to coordinate and partner with when possible to control prices, lead times, quality, and availability. They might even negotiate cost-sharing contracts. Independent aggregator with e-business network. The model shown in Exhibit 5-25 is very similar to the previous model. but it depends more heavily on direct marketing to individuals through its own heavily branded website, which may sell all manner of goods. Alibaba and Amazon are examples. Direct shipment of goods to customers through parcel services is very common. But these organizations may also sell or ship through local distributors, which they may own, and will move slow-moving goods directly from manufacturers through local distributors rather than carry this inventory themselves. Exhibit 5-25, independent aggregator with e-business network. Other independent distributors will sell specialty goods to B2B or B2C niche markets using web sales. The independent distributor gains direct access to customers and can manage this customer information and customize the customer's web interactions. They often use loyalty programs that offer free shipping for an annual membership fee. To keep this customer loyalty, they need very high levels of customer service. The exhibit also shows that some independent distributors in this model still sell goods to local distributors, retailers, or even to other e-businesses. This allows the organization to offer omni-channel ordering / order fulfillment, such as by online / pickup in store. Usually the retailer would also be the distributor in this case. Many retailers are adopting some form of this model, selling both online and in retail stores. Comparison of distribution networks. Exhibit 5-26 compares the distribution networks discussed in this topic. Exhibit 5-26. Comparison of distribution networks. Order fulfillment channels. Order fulfillment channels are a specific route within a larger distribution network. Examples follow. Manufacturer storage with dropship. Exhibit 5-27 shows the dropship model, in which a distributor, retailer, direct sales firm, or online merchant takes orders from customers. Customers receive the goods directly from the manufacturer. The distributor or retailer may have a floor model, but no inventory. This model may use multimodal transfer, use of multiple modes of transportation. It would be best for high-value, sporadic demand items. These might be make-to-order, customized, or postponed items that can be finished when the order arrives. Shipments may be in small lots, and thus transportation costs can be higher and lead times longer, but the manufacturer can control delivery service reliability. Exhibit 5-27. Manufacturer storage with dropship. In this model, the manufacturer doesn't have direct contact with the customer, so customer knowledge is hindered. However, the manufacturer does not need to maintain a sales force or other functions like credit approval. Manufacturer storage with direct delivery. Exhibit 5-28 shows the type of network in which the manufacturer uses direct delivery. The manufacturer takes a customer order through any number of sales channels, direct, catalog, website, etc., and directly ships the goods to the customer, with no intermediaries other than perhaps a carrier, unless the manufacturer owns a fleet. Exhibit 5-28. Manufacturer storage with direct delivery. This model is common in B2B settings, but can also be used for B2C. It is used primarily for low-variety make-to-order goods that the customer is willing to wait for, since lead times can be long. This could also be a supplier that produces large lot size quantities. The primary benefit to the manufacturer is a direct relationship with its customers so it can interact with and market to them in the future. Since there is only one echelon, the manufacturer has complete control over inventory and the supply chain in general has low carrying costs. B2B shipments are typically in TL or CL, but logistics costs can be high, especially when LTL/LCL is needed. Intermediaries may be needed to reduce these costs. Comparison of order fulfillment channels. Exhibit 5-29 compares examples of order fulfillment channels. Exhibit 5-29. Comparison of order fulfillment channels.